I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The death toll from Iran's protest crackdown is officially over 7,000 people, according to a U.S.-based human rights agency, but the real number may be much higher. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says for their Persian expatriate film crew, the loss is personal.
Speaking to one of the actors and key members of our crew, she said, you know, there's nobody who doesn't know someone that's been killed.
IMM will soon release a Persian language dramatization of Esther from the Bible, a story of faith under a destructive regime.
It's pretty parallel to the situation going on in Iran. I mean, now there's way more than one person risking their life. They're just done with abuse and they need hope.
Pray Iranians receive the hope and comfort of Christ. Finally, a handheld solar-powered MP3 player is opening doors for the gospel in a former Hindu kingdom. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids explains why church planters request the storyteller.
In Nepal, reading is not on the top of the agenda. It's listening. They're oral learners. And so with the Keys for Kids storytellers, they can have God's word speaking to them every day, all day if they want to.
Entire families hear the gospel as children and adults often listen together. Local pastors see these storytellers as a game changer, but demand has quickly outpaced supply.
For $20,000, we're going to distribute to 1,000 Keys for Kids storytellers to people who desperately need it in crazy places like the Himalayan mountains where you can't even get by car.
Want to help? You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. You enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.